Welcome to the first official podcast, the second actual podcast of Visceral Radio. Once again, I'm David, and on this show we're going to hear from three more of my favorites. First, just a note on the format. Rather than one long 50-minute show every couple of weeks, I've decided that I'm going to do it in installments of more like three songs and try to do those more often. Like every few days instead of every couple of weeks. I hope that I'll just make it more listenable, make it easier for people to listen to it more frequently. On to the music. First, we've got a band that you've probably never heard of, but they've played such a major role in shaping some of the contemporary radio-friendly stuff that you're probably familiar with. That you really owe it to yourself to get familiar and get familiar quickly. Legend has it that the founding members of Mastodon actually met at one of these guys' concerts. So let's get right to it. Here it is, High on Fire with The Face of Oblivion. just when you think that song is going to stop kicking your ass, it comes right back at you and kicks you right in the groin. You know, as much as I love the riffs from that song, much as I love the guitars and the bass and the vocals, I really think it's the drums that just make it what it is. Next we've got a classic. Chances are, if you haven't heard of High on Fire, you probably haven't heard of this band either. The two are just so closely related that most people who know of one know of the other. The genre of this music is called stoner doom, and like I said before in the pilot show, I don't like how the doom genre label is so abused. It just seems to be thrown onto everything that isn't played really fast. But it really fits these guys perfectly. Obviously, these guys were among, you know, the four or so bands that really founded what's called stoner doom. So let's get right to it. Here it is with Sleep with Dragonaut. We'll be right back. That was Sleep with Dragonaut off of their incredible 1992 album, Sleep's Holy Mountain. I said before that Sleep and High on Fire are related. Matt Pike, the guitarist and frontman for High on Fire, was the guitarist for Sleep, who broke up in the mid-90s. I'm going to close the show with a recent effort from one of the greats, with capital G, greats. You know, before there was metal, there was Sabbath, The Who, Motorhead, AC/DC, Deep Purple, and Rush. Off of 2002's Vapor Trails, here's Rush with One Little Victory. We'll be right back. years and they still rule. Well, that brings the show to a close. Next show, we'll have offerings from Lamb of God, Scar Symmetry, and Fear Factory. Once again, this is David, signing off, saying if you don't like this music, there's something seriously wrong with you.